Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Ken Blackwell, Ohio Secretary of State. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Glenn Graham. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Well, Ken, you're almost a year into your second term as the Secretary of State of Ohio. Can you describe your roles and responsibilities for us?
The Secretary of State is the chief election officer of the state, and he or she is also the primary keeper of business records and the protector of intellectual property in the state of Ohio. So the Secretary of State protects corporate identities, makes sure that corporate histories and records are properly maintained, and is generally the person that is responsible in a broader sense for encouraging civic engagement in our state community.
How big is your team? Could you describe what it takes to get all this done?
We have a team of about 160 employees, and the majority of those employees are assigned to our business services sector. And so it's where I spent most of my time concentrating on the reinvention of how we did business in that area.
And since you became Ohio Secretary of State, one of your projects was starting the Ohio Center for Civic Character. Can you share with us the mission of the project and describe for us the history behind the inception of the project?
Well, the history is sort of transcends my tenure as Secretary of State. I started to conceptualize this notion of using character development in a way that only enhanced the everyday life of a citizen in his or her community, but how we could apply a character development strategy as a way of transforming the culture of the workplace, where we could improve the way people communicated and related to one another as a way of building a team and building a common language of respect. And so we hit the ground running when I became Secretary of State in January of 1999, and we pulled together the entire workforce and said we want to really begin to build a true community. And it started with a common language. We said we want to take some words that are frequently used, like fidelity and honesty and trustworthiness, and to make sure that we all had a shared sense of what these concepts and these principles were in our everyday life. And so we developed what was called Uncommon Sense, and it's 20 character building principles that sort of evolved from the workplace and out of genuine dialogue with one another, so that we began by creating that language. And we started out with the assumption that character was the cornerstone of citizenship. A free people, a self-governing people, had to have internal compasses by which to govern themselves if they didn't want big government on the outside, external to their family, their community, governing their lives. And so we went back to some basic understandings. You know, James Madison, the chief architect of the U.S. Constitution, was fond of saying that American civilization didn't turn on the power and reach of political institutions. Instead, he thought that the future of American civilization rests, and these are his words, on the capacity of each and every one of us to live in accordance with the Ten Commandments of God. You know, so I mean, as far as Jefferson was concerned, the ground rules, the protocol of good living, took place when Moses received the Decalogue at Mount Sinai. And so we started to build from this concept that the character was, you know, essential not only to a self-governing people, but to a free people. And that applied to the workforce. You know, you had genuine relationships and you had genuine belief in the workers, that they were the driving force behind an enterprise, an organization, or a workplace, that you're probably going to get better performance from that community of workers.
You're the 51st Ohio Secretary of State, as I understand it, and you have a long history of public service. Could you tell us more about the previous positions you held in Ohio before your current
role? I grew up in Cincinnati, and I grew up in a public housing community. When my father came back from World War II, there were still vestiges of segregation. There was a housing shortage, and so we first lived in some old Army barracks, and then we moved into the Laurel Homes, which was a public housing community. Coming up through the Cincinnati Public Schools, I went to Xavier University on a football scholarship, graduated from Xavier, and got involved more deeply in my community. My first effort was to become a member of the Cincinnati School Board. Lost on my first time out. I was, in my mid-20s, and missed by 500 votes, but I captured about 58,000 votes. And lo and behold, folks thought, hey, there might be a political future with this young man. And so 2 years out, I ran for city council and won on my first race for city council. And I served 12 years at the local government level, years as terms of as a city council member, vice mayor, and ultimately the mayor of my hometown, which was just quite a privilege and honor for me, someone who had grown up in a public housing community that was literally no more than six blocks from City Hall to ascend to being able to be mayor of my town. Now, I tell people all the time, I was mayor of Cincinnati after Jerry Springer. and so I kid Jerry all the time. I said, Jerry, that goes to prove that sometimes the sublime does follow the ridiculous. And so we both get a big kick out of that. And I then went on to HUD. I was the undersecretary of HUD with Jack Kemp, who was a longtime friend. And we went into HUD in an interesting period when we were coming in after HUD had been in the headlines for some suspected and some actual scandals. And so, as we used to say, we had to go in and sort of drain the swamp. I moved over from HUD after being with Jack Kemp to the State Department, where in working with Jim Baker, I was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and I handled the human rights portfolio. I was the U.S. representative to the Human Rights Commission in that did most of its business in Geneva. And it gave me an opportunity to travel the world and go into some of the human rights hotspots across the globe. After doing that and doing that for a bit into the Clinton administration, I had been working in Somalia, working in Bosnia, and I had led the U.S. delegation to four preparatory meetings for the 1993 human rights world meeting in Vienna that year. I moved on to the University of Cincinnati, where former Governor John Gilligan and I were the only two non-lawyers teaching at the University of Cincinnati Law School, when one day I got a call from a friend of mine, George Voinovich, who had he was the president and seated governor at that time, but he had been the mayor of Cleveland when I had been the mayor of Cincinnati. And George asked me if I would take an appointment to the post as treasurer of the state of Ohio and then stand for election in November of 1994. So I took about a year's appointment, became the chief fiduciary of the state of Ohio. We had under management in terms of custodial work and direct investment work, about $122 billion of assets, which included the assets of the five state pension funds. I did that for because I won election in 1994, so I did that for a full term. And in 1998, I was asked to by the Republican Party to run for Secretary of State, because every 10 years, the Secretary of State takes on an added dimension of importance. the Secretary of State is a member of the apportionment board that redraws the legislative map. And in Ohio, the apportionment board is controlled by the party that has either the governor, the auditor, or Secretary of State, two of those three offices. And in this case, Republicans won all three offices. And so we redrew the maps, and those maps met the constitutional test and challenge. And brings us up to my second term that I ran for in 2002. So I've had a interesting run at local, international, and state governance.
That's an interesting point. Why should citizens care so much about character, and what should government's role be in its development? We'll find out more as we continue our conversation with Ken Blackwell, Ohio Secretary of State, when the Business of Government Hour returns.